The Life Experience Reflections Podcast. I just saw this video asking what is and who is the best and greatest spiritual teacher. And personally, I would say everything and nothing. Because what you perceive outside of you and inside of you might be more spiritually enlightening than what anybody else could tell you. So a lot of people follow gurus, follow a certain practice, a certain something, but they don't realize that everything can be their teacher if they let themselves. Some people are meant to follow other people to achieve enlightenment, but many cases people share their enlightenment journey with others, and others perceive that to be the only way to enlightenment because that is the guru, that is the one showing the way. But many don't realize that they are actually showing the way for themselves if they are present enough to listen, to perceive what's actually happening inside of them and outside of them. Because when they know nothing, they can perceive everything. If they sit in stillness and not put anything into that moment forcefully or trying to put anything into that moment, they will learn so much from their surroundings. And somebody needs, a lot of people need somebody to tell them something to get them going. We're all different. Some are very intellectual, spiritual. I can't say that, but it's like they have a very innate sense of what to do and just do it, and it's right for them to do it that way. But many others don't have developed that part of themselves. Some have it more innately from birth and have it not been stifled. Some are developing it through their life. Some are never developing it, and others may, like, be needing to be put into that space of getting there by others, or guided gently, or need something. This is a great way to share things. I feel like talking to myself like this, but I feel like I'm not talking just for myself. But the greatest teacher is everything and nothing, spiritually. Because spirituality is so diverse. And it's like, it's not a set practice that is the right thing for enlightenment, because I would say it's sort of like math. You have many equations that equate to the same answer. Many ways to get there. Yeah. So why only choose one when you can be open to so many ways to get there? And that is very powerful to know that you actually can choose your own way if you want to. Because there is no other than yourself limiting you from getting where you want to be and be who you want to be. You are the biggest limitation. You may have outer surroundings, but in essence, in many situations, people have been able to do what they wanted to do at a small pace or a small tiny bit in the right direction. So you will be able to do the same. Wherever you are. I just received in my feed a guy asking another, would you take $10 million if I just gave it to you right now? And he was just like, yeah, yeah, of course I will. And then it's like, what would you say? I would say, thank you. And the other man who was asking the question said, but there's a catch. You will not wake up tomorrow. Would you take it then? And the guy said, no, no, I will not take it. Okay, so that means that those 10 million bucks are not as valuable as your life, as yourself waking up tomorrow. So you better wake up smiling, knowing that you're even more, you're way more worthy than 10 million bucks. So wake up with that 10 million bucks smile and more, because there's only one you in this entire freaking universe. You know how valuable that is? That you are the only one? You are the only one in this entire freaking universe. And people pay massive amounts from people who are dead, no longer living, for their art and everything, because it's the only piece made by that person. But it's like, yeah, but you are the only piece made by your parents, though, but you are the only piece of you, of that expression of you, in this whole entire universe. You cannot put a price on that, because it's so freaking rare, so freaking valuable. There's no one like you. Even though they clone you, it will not be a serial connected body of yours. You will not think the same thoughts, you will not do the same things, but you have a sort of same genetic imprint, if we know how cloning works. If I know, I don't freaking know actually, but it's insane how rare you are, how rare I am for that sake. It's like how rare everything is. Even though it's mass-produced, it's never the same materials that go into a thing. Even though it's like 5 kilos of salt, it's never the same grain of salt that goes into a different bag. It's so, everything is unique. Even though eggs look the same, if you try to color them in the same coloring bath, they will end up differently, because the hens that lay the eggs have different composure of calcium and nutrients in how their shells are built up inside their bodies. So when they get out, they get different patterns, even though they are the same coverage and the same depth and everything. So it's insane how unique and how precious everything is. Even though things look the same, if you take it under a microscope, it's not the same. If you blow it up big enough, all the fibers, all everything is not fully the same. Even though we are composed of the same thing, which is life force energy, which is photons, which is energy, frequencies and vibrations. We are all that. Energy, frequencies and vibrations. And we gotta start to vibrate the frequency on the energy and that we want for ourselves. Are you invaluable? Is that the word? Or I mean, like, you have so much value, you have no value. Is that a thing? But it's like, you have it's like, I don't know what word I'm talking about right now, but we have so much value. We can't even put a number on this. And that was all I had for this short input. Call it a bonus. And hope you liked it. Peace. So that was today's episode. If you want to provide any feedback, check out my show notes. There I have listed all the links affiliated with me at the moment. So check them out and contact me if you like. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.